Hello and welcome to Rage Across the Internet presents Wherever Gaia Takes Us, a World of the Apocalypse Let's Play. Starring
Daniel Tyson as Ricochet,
CJ as Nightfang,
Melissa as Hippolytus Shadow,
Tommy Dixon as Walks with Anubis,
and I'm your storyteller Porter. The next hour or so is spent drying off and largely waiting. Pizzas arrive, you find yourselves fed, fairly tasty and everything. Another half hour or so, KT goes on a bit here and there about the situation. She talks about Kyle a bit. She's keeping it together really well, clearly is sober at this point. It's obvious that this Phillips issue is a helpful distraction. It's not overly long after that there's another knock on the door. KT opens it, and two figures walk through. The first, a woman about 5'10", dark silken hair pulled back into a bun. Her rich chocolate eyes seem to sparkle almost as brightly as the stud in her left nostril. She has a strong chin, and her nose crinkles slightly as she smiles at you. She's wearing a black tank top and a colorful ankle-length skirt that flows as she moves. There's several necklaces of varied length that dangle off her neck. She's carrying a black umbrella, which she shakes off back into the hall before folding up. The second you recognize from the yearbook. Lisa stands at a 5'2". Her black hair dyed red with streaks pulled back into pigtails. She's dressed in baggy black jeans and a black t-shirt. Her eyes are bloodshot and watery. They dart back and forth. She looks a bit nervous, her skin pale and clammy. In fact, she looks a little strung out. She crosses her arms in front of her, rubbing her forearms. You can see a few fresh scratch marks along the right bicep. She seems to be hiding it. She's avoiding eye contact. The first woman speaks.
"So, you guys are KT's friends. You were supposed to meet us at movie night last night. Sorry, I'm Alana."
Rick.
Cassie.
You can call me Ed. We got a little hung up on the way over. Couldn't make it.
I'm Dante. Nice to meet you.
This is Lisa. Alana puts her hands on Lisa's shoulders. "It's okay. KT's a good friend. She'll help." Alana looks over to KT. "Thank you for doing this."
"Oh, thank you, Alana. You have no idea. Everything's going to be okay.
We'll keep her.
You can stay here as long as you need to, Lisa."
Alana gives a soft smile to the lot of you.
These are weird times, but hey, hopefully we'll get a chance to meet properly later. I've got to get back to the shop."
She gives KT a hug. "We'll see you later, sweetie." And she makes her way back out the door.
I'm going to run after her real fast.
After Alana?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, it's not going to... Yeah, she didn't sprint. You caught her on the stairs.
"What has Lisa said? Any strange things that you're not sure?"
"Why don't you just ask Lisa? Who's in that room?"
"Because she was hiding herself. She was hiding her arms, right?"
Yeah?
"Okay, forget it. Let's... Just in case Lisa wasn't going to tell us anything."
This
man is so untrustworthy of everybody.
"Look, yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you want to run with it or not? I'm just..."
"Nope."
"Okay." So Alana leaves. "So yeah, guys, this is Lisa.
I stand and reach out a hand to shake. It's a pleasure to meet you.
She looks a little spooked, definitely. Switching her gaze to KT for a second. Slowly offers her hand. Hi. She's looking behind her. Clearly shaken, clearly paranoid. KT takes her and walks her over to the sofa. These are friends.
I will get up off the sofa and offer her my seat.
Yeah, she sits down.
You tell us what happened?
It's okay, sweetie. KT looks at a lot of you. You wanted to talk to her, right? No, Desmond, I don't know. God, I don't understand. It's just so he snapped, and I don't. KT puts a hand on her shoulder. Take it from the beginning, sweetie. It's all gonna be okay. No, Ed, can you get her a glass and a bottle? The bottle from the freezer.
Yeah,
looks like she could use a drink.
Yeah, I'll go grab it. Just gonna run over and grab whatever I can to the glass and the bottle and bring it back.
Yeah, no problem. A little vodka for her. Pour a bit of a shot. KT pulls out a little pen and notepad. Take it from the top, sweetie. It's going to be okay. Lisa sobs a little and begins. Yeah, it was 2 days ago, and I went to go pick up Desmond for our meeting. He'd been acting so fucking strange lately. You know, I mean, we've sort of been a thing, right? And I don't know, like, I thought it was good. Like, he was putting on some weight, like some muscle, though. Like, he was getting kind of buff. And I swear he got a little taller, you know? I mean, he was looking pretty good, but he was acting weird, you know? And
weird how?
He was kind of distant, and he wasn't talking. I mean, he wasn't acting like him. You know, I thought maybe he started taking steroids or something. You know, I know his temper was getting bad, and he was really bulking up. It was kind of hot, but then I don't know. I went to pick him up. I went to go to his house for the club, and. You know, it was dark. He was sitting there in the dark and he was eating. And God, it smelled so bad in the house. And then I saw it. She takes a big pull off the bottle. Covers her mouth a bit. It was his mom and his sister. Their bodies were right there in the kitchen. They were all fucked up and like chopped up and shit. And he was acting like everything was fine. He even offered me something to eat. And then like, I realized what he was eating. He got really upset, you know. And he got up to start chasing me, and I ran, and I've been running and hiding ever since. I mean, Alana took me in, and then she said that you could help me, that you could hide me. I don't. I'm afraid he's gonna find me. KT brings her in to a bit of a hug. It's okay, honey. It's okay.
You mentioned something about a club. What club was this?
Oh, yeah, the High Street Horror Society. It's what we call ourselves. We just we get together and we watch horror movies and stuff. It's me and Jake and Eric, Jimmy, Ralph, Natalie, Ryan, and Desmond.
When was the last time you saw Ryan?
I don't know. It's a week or two, I think. Look at me like you don't believe me.
No, I'm not. Think of the names you said.
I can repeat them. That's not a problem.
Please.
Jake, Eric, Jimmy, Ralph, Natalie, Ryan, and Desmond. I can give you last names, too. She didn't give them to him, and I can.
I mean, it's not necessary. I look over at Cassie. Dante. Any of those names sound familiar? Maybe that the football team, cheerleaders.
If it's Ralph Casper, yes. From what I have written down.
You said that out loud?
Yes.
Sorry, is Ralph one of them mentioned?
Ralph was the wide receiver. Or is. Of the football team.
No, half of her. It's a coincidence.
Very big coincidence.
It really is. I just pulled the name out of a hat.
Lisa, you said he was chasing you. Around when do you think you got away, or around where?
I don't know. I mean, I've been running and hiding. It's been okay. 2 days. It's been 2 days.
Okay. But yeah, looking over to Cassie for the moment, just trying to think how to say this or signal it without, you know, saying it. Just gonna tap my nose real quick, see if she might get the, you know, hey, does something smell off about this to you?
Cassie will nod, but subtly, you know, that kind of little...
Like that?
That's super subtle.
That's super subtle, yep.
You know, two thumbs up and everything.
In fact,
the giant
how
wink.
Often do you, how often do you meet this society?
Every week. Every Friday night.
And the last time you saw the other members, were they acting strangely either, or was it just Desmond?
I guess just Desmond. I don't know. She starts absentmindedly scratching at her arm again.
When was the last time you saw him, or you just been running and hiding?
It's 2 days ago. She turns to Katie. I could stay here, right? Alana said I could stay here. You can stay here, sweetie. It's okay. Have some pizza.
A nervous tick. Scratching. I point to her arms.
She shifts uncomfortably. Pulls her shirt sleeve over the scratches. It's nothing.
Anything's going to help right now. As crazy or as stupid as you might think it sounds.
So nobody else in the club. We're looking a little bulked up. Getting big like Desmond. Starting to get a little more irritated.
I mean, Ryan was, but I haven't seen him in a bit. God, the rumor. You don't think the rumors are true?
What rumors?
One of the local girls. She's a waitress over at Hops. They're saying she took a spill or fell down, like she got herself hurt. But there's rumors that Ryan attacked her. I don't know. I haven't seen him since the festival. It's before.
I'm going to pull Nightfang back behind us about 6 feet. And kind of whisper, "We don't need to tell her anything. KT obviously knows, but we're not going to be doing this all over again with somebody brand new. Agreed?"
"For all we know, she knows nothing to begin with and has no reason to be anything other than normal.
Just want to make sure we're on the same page. Maybe even keep KT from saying it."
Crazy question. Dante, you got that map? Want to check it again like you did at the trailer? Just maybe off in a separate room?
I mean, I could.
Because we know he was chasing her before she got away.
2 days ago.
I mean, we've seen weirder stuff.
I don't think that's going to do much for us right now, bud.
It's just an idea.
You know Desmond pretty well, right? I mean, before this, you've known him for a while, yeah?
You're talking to Lisa?
To Lisa.
Okay. Yeah, we're kind of a thing.
Is there a place he likes to go to unwind or de-stress, or just a place that gives him comfort? You know, away from home, away from everything.
I mean, there are places, but if I were to guess, he's probably at Jake's house. It was mostly where we met for the club. I mean, we rotated, but him and Jake were pretty close. If I were looking for him, that's where I'd go.
Did Jake also live close by?
Yeah, about four blocks from Desmond's place. From my place, I live in the park too.
Can we get Jake's address?
She gives a nod, KT handing the pad of paper over. She writes the address down.
You want to show her that map?
That's not like a full-blown street map, I don't think, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but she could probably give a generalized area.
What are you getting at?
We might already know the area.
She just gave you the address.
Yeah.
She's giving me direct address. What are you getting
right,
at?
But do you know what that direct address means?
Somewhere where you can go get more leads, yes.
The point is, you know where a spot on the map is.
I know a generalized area of the map.
Okay, so if she can point to a generalized area on the map, if it's the same...
You guys want to see a magic trick? Hey, Lisa, how do we get to this address? I don't know which one of you that was, but it was one of you.
Combination of both.
Yeah, something like that.
It was like the most pointless argument I've ever heard. There. As you overcomplicating, man.
I was going to GPS it later.
Okay. Oh, well.
With my magic phone.
Chapter over, I guess. Thanks.
Please just ask. It's cool, guys. Damn. In fact, I thought it was implied, but... It's about 4 blocks south of the trailer park.
Cassie will ask Lisa if she can provide the other addresses as well, so that we don't have to keep coming back and forth here in case nothing happens at Jake's house.
Yeah, that's fair.
We can just move on to the next location.
Yeah, Lisa provides a couple addresses. She gives the directions to Jake's house. You know, it's worth note, she mentions that Ryan Dane's house was next door to Jake. You know, she mentions a couple other spots that are clearly going to be super relevant because I'm being so vague with them.
And how far away was hers compared to the other ones?
Hers what?
Her house. Lisa's house.
She told you. She's about four blocks away. She lives in the trailer park.
Oh, she's in the trailer park. But
so does Desmond. So if it's four blocks away from Desmond, it's four blocks away from her. Roughly.
Okay.
Four and a half blocks. At that, I don't mean, I don't know what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did I do something?
No, I'm visioning everything in the map.
Trying to think of any questions to ask that in a non-veil breachy way.
That's fair.
Okay, I guess we're going to head to Jake's house then.
Lisa, is there anything crazy, weird, anything that's been happening the last couple of weeks?
Other than my boyfriend eating his parents or his mother and sister?
Yeah, obviously that's the weird, but like beforehand, he's bulking up. You notice anything else?
No, like what?
Just trying to cover all the bases. If you knew anything or saw anything else that might help, you got to ask any kind of question we can.
She looks to KT. I don't understand what all this is for. I mean, thank you for helping. KT. Yeah, again, gives her a little bit of a shoulder hug. It's okay, sweetie. We're just here to help. I just, I don't know, like, you know. You know, like if I noticed, if I knew he was going to freak out and start hurting people, like I wouldn't tell somebody. I don't understand. Katie again going to. I got this, guys.
I think we got enough to go off of. Looks over to Cassie.
Let's check Jake's house. I'd also like to see where Lisa lives in case he's waiting there. But obviously I'll wait till we like leave. But as like we're going down the stairs, it's like I think we should also check Lisa's place as well, just in case he's sitting there and wait for her.
I'm going to pull KT to the side real quick, away from Lisa.
Okay.
Just whisper to her. Keep your gun close. Okay? Just remember what it's for.
For opening beer cans, right?
No. Clearly not. Just...
She rolls her eyes and gives you a punch in the arm.
Keep it...
A playful punch in the arm.
Just saying, keep it close.
Thanks.
I'm not sure I trust everything she's saying, but we'll figure out what we need to. Head downstairs with everyone else.
Right, Jake's house first.
I took the words right out of my mouth. Let's swear to first.
Maybe go inform the others at the camp, or do we want to go check this out first ourselves?
Let's earn some recognition and stop going back for help all the time.
Just glad I didn't have to say it again.
Say what again?
Why do we need to keep going back to the camp and go tell them? Because you guys suggested it like three times last time.
Okay.
Did you guys check out the scratches on our arms?
I was in care.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're having conversation as we're walking.
No, sure. I endorse that.
Yeah.
Not closely.
She's hiding it, and why? I mean, embarrassed, but for what?
It's stress. People in high stress situations tend to hurt themselves. Either, you know, scratching.
I get being a nervous tick, but
why she? No, it's not a nervous tick. She's got something hunting her. She is in a very high stress situation. Emotionally, physically, she's reacting to that.
Did you get a weird vibe off her or anything, Cassie? Like, I'm just trying to, because, you know, I'm thinking if the two of them, you know, Ryan and Desmond, maybe there's something on her as well. And, you know, we're leaving her with Cassie, or KT, and that's what I was kind of trying to hint at. Any, like, wormish stuff coming off her?
No.
Okay, then.
We're going to keep an eye on her, obviously. But right now, we need to find Desmond before he does any more damage to anyone else.
I can get behind that.
Desmond and possibly Jake and anyone else in that crew, including Lisa. Hmm? I don't want to split this pack up anymore, but what if one of us stayed here?
We're bound to have somebody watching just in case. With what Lisa said, it hadn't been a, like, immediate process, so I doubt. Super worried?
Can ask her more about it when we get back.
Yep.
Alright.
I think we should all stick together, though.
Yep.
Just throwing my concerns, that's all.
No, and you're right. You're absolutely right to be concerned, but I'm thinking we need to stay together because we don't know what Desmond is now.
I think we have a pretty good idea.
Well, yes, but we don't know what form he's taking. Right?
And what we do know is if Jake's not turned, he's in danger.
Mm-hmm. And Jake's family.
Yep.
And Lisa's family.
And KT. So if we're looking, we got to make it quick.
Yep.
Precisely. That's why I got all of the addresses, just to be on the safe side so we don't have to keep running back here to get a new one.
That's a good call, by the way.
Getting all the addresses.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, if we start hearing about somebody else in the group acting weird, we might be able to stop it before, you know, something like what happened to Desmond's folks happens.
It's not much longer. Will you make it to the address in question? You see the house numbers by the mailbox. Which is noteworthy as the driveway is very long and goes downhill. There's a respectable amount of tree cover along the driveway. To the right of the drive is a large, lush lawn. The house is recessed further back on the property. To the left of the driveway, you can see what would be best described as a lane of grass before a wall of greenery. You can see a black Dodge Charger on blocks in this kind of lane at the end of the driveway. It's next to a small shed. The combination of the greenery and the house's position so far down into the property offers a level of privacy the other houses on the street don't have. The house itself is white with a large wooden deck that wraps around three quarters of the building.
This is Jake's house first.
Yes, this is Jake's house.
And this is where they met most of the time? For these?
That's what she said. That's where they met every week to watch these movies.
Do we see any lights on in the house?
I was debating having you roll for that, which is absurd. Yeah, you can see some lights on.
Okay, so somebody's home.
How the hell do we proceed with this?
Cassie, what's the call here? You're the one in charge still.
And don't forget, we have how many other houses to check?
Let me scout on ahead. You guys move close, but stay hidden as best as possible. And I'll see if I can sort of just peek in the window and see what's going on.
Is it still pouring down rain right now? Or
the rain has let up quite a bit. I mean, it's been a couple hours since KT's. You know, pizza and the conversations and Lisa and all that. So,
because I was going to say, we could use your ride again, Dante. And if it shows up in roughly this area, then might not have to check the other addresses.
Sure.
Unless you still got that sock.
Sock only helps.
No, but we can get a scent off of it. Tell if he's close.
Well, I didn't leave the house with a sock.
So you don't have a sock then?
It'd be kind of weird. Not as weird as taking comics, though.
You do have the comics. There's a personal effect.
That would work.
Yeah, but pull one of them out of the backpack and hand them over.
Roll again.
Four.
Okay, you sit down in the street and pull out the map. And
what, the map? Why? We're smelling scent. Tracking for scent.
Did I misunderstand that? I thought you were doing the questing stone again.
So did
that
I.
That was just my suggestion. I figured we'd find a place to do this.
Do your stone then. I mean.
Right. Well, while we're doing all these things all at once, Cassie.
Yeah.
You were going to scout around.
Yeah, using blur.
That was my next question. Fucking. All right, go ahead and make your roll.
Okay. Ooh, three successes. Very nice.
That'll
difficulty
do it.
8, I know.
That will do it. We are versed in blur in this household.
I think the best I had was 5.
Fucking this guy.
I had a lot of dice to roll for that.
Coyote, too. So. Yeah,
that's why I'm saying I had a lot of dice to roll for that.
All right, so Cassie vanishes. She's invisible.
Invisible.
Is far for my... Invisible. Now, well, that is beginning to happen, and we will come back to you in a second, Cassie. It's not the sock, it's the fucking comics.
Mm-hmm.
So, you again take a seat on the ground and pull out this map with the comics. Ricochet, you're sniffing the comics?
If that's what we have, yeah. See if I can pick up a scent anywhere close to us.
Okay. Roll the right.
I did.
Okay, what do you got?
4.
Okay. Percept Primal Urge.
Me?
Yeah. That feels like that roll.
Diff.
8.
Damn.
Jesus, seriously?
0076.
Jesus Christ.
I just saw the 2 zeros. I'm like, damn.
That's so dumb. You somehow got a scent off a comic book?
Maybe he really liked that one.
I don't... There's like some girly drawings in it, and he dropped the thing. Did we just... What happened over there? What was that?
She's smiling and laughing.
No, there wasn't that! What's that?
Oh, she's clapping. That the successes.
Oh my
god. She's reacting to it.
I didn't know that. That threw me off. I didn't know that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking emojis. Just, oh my god. Okay.
Waylaid the storyteller.
Yeah, right? Like, fucking... Oh, you two are so weird. Alright. Again! Sitting down in the street, you bring the pendulum down. It stays completely motionless.
He's here.
You smell... I mean, it's a lot of things. I guess, magically, you know he's here, too.
I was going to say, don't bother with the stone. He's here.
I guess don't bother with either one of those. She's looking in the window. My God, guys. All right, Cassie, where are we going?
I'm going up to one of the sort of front windows.
Okay.
And just sort of peeking.
All right. I mean, you've got a couple windows up at the front. Interestingly, the deck does not cover the front-facing side of the house. So mm-hmm. you don't have to navigate that, but there are...
You said like the three quarters, so like a horseshoe around it?
Yes.
Okay.
Not facing the front. So you have, you know, the windows in the beginning. You could see the living room, just walking up directly without having to navigate the deck. You can see inside, you know, there's a couple lights on. See the living room, the TV. It's playing, it's a movie playing on. It looks like a horror flick. It's a bowl of popcorn on the coffee table. You don't see anyone inside currently, but maybe that's what you got from the living room.
Okay. I'm going to keep skirting around because I would like to find someone, but I'm going to be very stealthy and blurry and yeah.
Well, I'm making your roll. I'm not making your roll because you've got the blur covered. I will pivot back to the rest of the pack, who I believe was told to sit tight and stay stealthy. So what are the three of you doing other than playing with maps in the middle of the street?
Packing my map up and just staying stealthy behind the cover of greenery.
Okay.
Yep.
Doing the same, finding biopatchy greenery and just staying hidden.
Staying hidden, staying still, waiting.
This is going to sound odd, but just do what I say because I said it. I want a perception alertness rolls from the three of you. Difficulty 9.
Is this dark enough or involved movement where Wolf Sight would give me an extra die?
I was going to ask the same thing.
No.
Okay.
All
right. Just give me a diff 9.
Did my modifiers come into play?
You here? Roll the dice and give me a diff 9.
I'm just asking if my modifier comes into play here.
I'm don't worry about it. Just roll.
Well, you know
just
I do failed, this for me. So.
Just do me this favor. There's like four ways I could go about it. This is the one I want to do. I want to put it in your hands.
One. Nope, never mind. There's a one. Fuck! I had a 10 and a 1.
Zero.
Zero. Nothing.
All right.
One.
You did get one.
Yep, got one. Would have had two, but that's an 8.
Okay. Thank you. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Now, Cass, back to you. Again, I'm not going to make you do a stealth roll because that's absurd. You've got your blur kicking and you're kicking ass with it. I will ask for a normal perception alertness roll, though. Like for normal people, not for the one I made them do.
Still difficulty 9?
No, a normal one. Just a standard deck.
One, it's for two, different things. Three,
all right.
4.
Okay.
4.
That's why I was double checking if my modifier worked.
No, it wasn't for that. Okay. that's why it was just anyway. All right. You move on. Making your way to the next set of windows. You can see looks to be a bedroom. So there are nice blinds in there, so you can't like see for shit, just like a little bit to the side. I'm assuming you're going to keep making your way around or no?
Yeah, I'm going to keep looking around. I want to find where they might be located so that when I do come back to get the pack, we can go to that location.
I mean, it's not a huge house, but you make your way around the corner. And again, this is where the deck starts. There's no apparent entry, so it's either you want to go around the deck or you want to climb up it. There's not going to be a roll either way.
I'll climb up it.
All right. Well, then roll on. I'm kidding. You hop up on the deck. I mean, this isn't Fort Knox here. You know, it's not a huge house. It's not Fort Knox. You climb up that deck, no biggie. Make your way around. You see you found another bedroom. This looks to be probably Jake's room. You know, blinds are separated so you can peer in pretty easy. No one's in it, but again, this is clearly a like a 17-year-old's room or whatever, you know. And you continue your way around. It's a pretty standard deck. You know, just railing, a little, you know, like picnic table on the back looking over the yard, which the backyard is reasonably sizable. There's some good property here. It's noteworthy, though, is the tree line is at the end. There's not like another neighbor behind them. That leads into woods. You make your way, you find the back door. You can see the shed. Peeking in the back door, you can't see much for shit. Looks like a laundry room adjacent, you know. Little window panes in the back door. So again, you continue to make your way around. CJ, odds or evens?
Let's go odds.
All right. And Tom, odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. You can't see shit from the next two windows. They're completely obfuscated.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Dix. this brings you back around to the front door, which you notice is slightly ajar.
Did I notice that it was ajar before?
No, but you didn't go that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you ended at the front door. Like, here was the door, here's where you started, and boom.
Okay.
My bad if that wasn't. Clear would be the final word of that sentence. I could have just said that.
All right. I'm going to make my way back to the pack.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have anything to report. I didn't see anyone. But, you know, the door is slightly ajar, so I don't know.
We're pretty sure he's here. We use the map thing with Dante and Ricochet, went for the scent, but either he's still here or nearby.
I mean, the only other thing is that we can actually enter the house. The door is slightly ajar.
It would be easier than going through the umbra, since we don't know what it looks like on the other side right now. And I'm not trying that again for a little while.
What's our end goal here? What are we doing?
We're trying to find Desmond.
We know he's here. What's our end goal? What if we... Okay, so we see him. If we do, what's our end goal?
We need to put an end to him.
Yep, do what we did with Ryan.
I mean, if he's not as bad as Ryan was, which was full gone, you maybe get some information out of him.
He was eating his mother and sister.
I'm pretty sure he's way too far gone at that point.
Well, I'm not saying don't end him. I'm just saying maybe we can get some information before ending him.
Oh, yeah, if we can. Sorry, I'd rather have the information than not.
That's just that's why I'm trying to get what's our end goal. Do we just go in guns a-blazing, or I'm going to make some noise out here and bring them outside?
Just knock on the front door.
Or that.
Yeah, that would work.
They don't know who we are. I mean, if he attacks us, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could just be the pizza guy.
Could be police in training. Tracking a lead. I don't know. I'm going to freak them out.
I think some of us are a little too young for that.
Order the large extra sister.
This is Jake's house. And we know Desmond is here. So we might even have two on our hands. If Jake's even alive.
Or Desmond's had another meal.
Yeah, that's the other possibility.
Cassie, did you see any other cars in the driveway? Our parents' home?
Yeah, you could see the driveway.
She walked around the house, though. I don't know. There could be cars parked behind the house. You never know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking.
All right.
Cassie, did you see any other vehicles or the parents around?
I did not. I did see a shed out the back, but I didn't investigate that. I just looked around the house.
Well, we have our options. Barge in, make noise out here. Knock on the door.
Anybody want to check what the umbra looks like? Since we did find, two scrags at Desmond's place, maybe they're following him around now.
It's not a horrible idea.
As I said, I'm not doing it.
No, I'll just pop over really quick. I'm not even going to peer. Diff?
Let's go six.
Now I get the best roll ever.
0-0-6-6-8-8-8-6. Fuck, dude.
Okay.
Even if that was a diff 8, that's...
5 successes.
All right. Where are you specifically?
Down... So if the driveway was here, we kind of went to the greenery, so just off the driveway.
Okay. So, all right, you shift into, again, you step sideways, making your way instantly, nice roll, by the way, to the umbra. The house stands, the structure looking more like it was put together by 2x4s, and not even.
Mm-hmm.
The white color still remains, but the paint flaking off. Of course, again, no doors, no windows. The lawn, again, overgrown. There's a chill in the air. You can see the woods in the back of the property. It extends. It's closer. It's larger. It seems to be looming over, as if it's threatening to overtake the residence entirely.
I mean, I guess I'll just do a perception alertness from here.
Good man.
Zero. No, I forget. Cute senses. Two.
Okay. I was going to say, you are on Earth?
Actually, that'd be three. Sorry.
Make up your mind.
That's three. Three successes.
You promise?
100%.
Okay. You're sure?
As long as it's standard diff.
All right. How many successes?
Three.
It was a test.
Did I pass?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay.
Okay.
ST's got to have his fun.
You know? Melissa? Odds are evens.
Evens.
Okay. You can hear some movement. Probably coming from the house. Some scuffling. Akin to a dog walking on a hardwood floor. And that click. It's also worth noting, over to your left, near where the shed was, it's attached to the trees. But there's a glinting. You can't quite make out what it is, but there's something glinting in the moonlight. That was those evens right there.
I'm going to head back.
Okay.
To the realm now.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're positive?
100%.
Maybe you should run in the house.
No. It's enough information.
Go check out the shed.
I'm good.
No, shed's not there. It's just where the shed would have been.
Yes.
Ah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Back to you three.
Do I get a roll to leave?
Actually, leave.
Okay.
You'll appear eventually.
Okay.
You're back.
What'd you see?
There's definitely stuff going on in the umbra. Something's in the house. And where the shed was, there's something there, but I wasn't getting any closer without backup.
Be thinking another scrag.
Hard to tell. But something's moving in that house in the Umbra. Again, I wasn't getting closer.
In the shed? Do we go check it out?
Okay, so there's something in the house, and there's something in the shed. What was in the shed that you saw?
No, I was stating there wasn't a shed. I'm saying where the shed is supposed to be in the Umbra, which it wouldn't be there, but there's something there. Yeah. It was glinting in the moonlight. I don't know what. I wasn't getting closer.
Yeah, near where the...
Near where the shed was. Or the shed is. Again, it was just me, and I heard something in the house. I'm not taking chances. We know this is warm.
What do you think, Ricochet?
My guess is it's Greg. At least one. Was that Desmond's? It's probably here. But I'm curious about what's over in the glinting moonlight over there.
Well,
suggestion
is we could take care of the thing in the Umbra and then come deal with this.
I agree. I think we should deal with the immediate threat first and then investigate this, where the shed, the glinting.
All in favor?
Following lead.
Do you not agree? Do you have anything else you want to do?
No.
I'm just wondering. Nobody's saying anything.
No, I want to investigate the glinting too. I just think we should take the immediate threat because we don't want that thing coming up behind us.
Right?
How would it come up behind us? It's in the Umbra.
Yeah, but Scrags have made appearances in the real world, as we have known.
We could always deal with the, you know, possible gorehound that's inside the house first before we're dealing with the Scrags.
We're going to have to do both.
Make a decision, guys. What are we doing first?
We don't know if Desmond is a gorehound. We don't. We just know that he is somehow different from what he was. So we need to deal with that threat and whatever is in the Umbra.
So which threat is first?
Let's investigate the house first.
In the Umbra or in the realm?
In the main realm.
Okay.
Let's go knock on the door. Hey, Desmond, we know you're here. You come outside and talk.
Do we do this outside?
Preferably. If it turns into
a
battle.
Are you sure?
Do you want to fight in the house?
Possibly see?
This is a pretty secluded property.
Somebody could drive down the road at any point.
I hope your wolf senses would pick that up.
Might be a little preoccupied in a battle.
Yeah, but if we start shifting inside of a house, there's going to be a lot more questions. So I would say fight it outside.
Didn't stop us with the Wendy's.
He's got a point.
Oh, it's like pulling teeth with this pack. Come on, guys.
I mean, you make a call.
Well, the interim alpha made the call outside.
Okay.
Okay, let's. How do you plan on getting him out?
That sounds good like catch. A lot of dice.
That was really good. That was impressive. Like his reaction was really quick.
All right. Well, you guys were arguing. Perception alertnesses, standard if. You know what? Never mind. That's dumb. Never mind. Well, you guys were arguing. You notice a figure coming up from the tree line. It's off to the side more than directly from the back. It's another large figure, a big, bulky frame. You can see he's the figure's wearing a trash bag like a tunic. As he gets closer to the house, you can see his face is covered by a lampshade with holes cut out for the eyes. A bloody smiley face scrawled on it. His left hand holds what looks to be like a lawnmower blade, modified. It looks like it has to allow for multiple grips. But more importantly, up on his shoulder, you know, carried like so many sacks of soil or manure. Looks to be the body of a young woman on his right shoulder. He's walking directly for the front door. You see he kicks it open and walks inside.
Right then, I guess we're doing this inside.
There's our threat. Still feel like knocking at the front door? Or we're going to go for the element of surprise?
Element of surprise, I think. Let's just go.
Shift Hispo, you don't got to tell me twice and start running towards the house.
Okay.
Hispo, running.
Krynos, running.
I'm going to wait till I get in the house to shift to Krynos. Or no, let's go Glabro for right now.
All right.
Not waiting. Take a door frame if I have to.
You're going to do more than a door frame.
I know. Probably not. I probably won't. If you're first, I'm right behind you.
Anyway.
All right. The lot of you rush inside. Some squeezing in more than... But nonetheless... Immediately, you're greeted again with the little foyer, which looks perfectly nice. You know, it's a small coat rack, a few pairs of shoes. Of course, you have knocked all this shit over. I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. Again, you know, is Cassie Saw, living room, playing horror movies. You can see a bunch of VHS all over the place. But really, you make your way in, and your attention immediately goes to some fresh stains in the carpet. You see some scraps of clothing. I will assume naturally you're going to follow all of this. Yes? Okay. Double down on a photo here, you know.
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
VHS tapes strewn about the living room. You see the couple large bowls of popcorn on the coffee table. You know, otherwise it looks like any other middle-class suburban living room. However, again, you see the fresh stains on the carpet, a couple scraps of clothing. You follow it around into the kitchen area. The fresh stains giving way to small puddles of blood, the scraps of clothing strewn about. There's a large pot on the stove boiling over, bloody garbage bags on the ground. You see the figure that entered the house. He has placed the girl on the floor. There's a burlap sack over her head and her hands are tied. But the clothing looks oddly familiar.
Alana?
Nope. It's Katie. You hear a toilet flush. And a few seconds later, clanking, followed by a low growl. A lumbering figure ducks slightly to clear the doorway, wearing khaki pants and a sleeveless blue hoodie stained with gore. A skull mask covers his face entirely, and a pair of what appear to be femurs dangle from his neck, tied together by piano wire. They clank loudly as he moves, in each hand a tibia, jagged and broken at the ends. From the room off to the side, the laundry room where the back door was. The first figure, the one with the lampshade, comes back into the room. Both stop and are startled by your presence. Y'all know what to do.
Three.
I know what to do. Prep my soak.
10.
Holy six. Shit!
Mel?
6.
1.
Danny, would you roll?
3.
3. All right. Mel was 6. Correct?
Yep. Yeah.
1.
1. All right. So that is going to be Nightfang, Lampshade, Cassie, Skull Mask, Ricochet and Dante.
So you said Skull Mask was the one that had like the two femurs tied with like piano wire, right?
Yes, sir.
Around his neck.
Right. Like femur nunchucks.
Okay. Okay. Or how about a garrote?
True.
Going to rush him as fast as I can, try to grab those and get behind him and start pulling him back. You know, improvised garrote, you've got it right there in front of me. And we'll bank a rage.
All right. So you are rushing and just grabbing them and pulling.
Yeah, is it rush, grab, twist, pull, whatever I got to do to get that tension.
Okay. I think you got that on speed. That I'm not worried about. You know what? I want straight strength on that.
Hold on. Straight strength?
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Here's a question. Would my reserves of strength come into play here if I put everything into this? That is the specialty I've got.
I'm going to say not at this point.
Okay. Just checking.
No, that's perfectly fair.
And I will spend a willpower just in case.
Alrighty.
Standard diff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that is 5 successes with willpower.
Superhero go!
Man, if only you were humming a theme song during this. You said 5?
Yep.
Alright. Quickly, effortlessly even, slipping behind him, you grab the two bones. Using them as a garrote, you pull tightly. However, your opponent grabs hold and is pulling in resistance. You're winning the tug of war, but it is a tug of war nonetheless.
Okay.
Ricochet, you're in Krynos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The man with the lampshade takes his lawnmower blade, slashing at you one times. And twice times. One times. Go ahead and roll your soak.
One, two, three, four.
Okay. He swings down once. Getting just a littlest bit of your shoulder. The blade almost bounces directly off. He rears up again to slice once more. And again, the blade is simply not sharp enough to cut your hide. Take one lethal. You got hit, son. How embarrassing. Not for you, for fucking hell. He used a rage point, man.
I would have had 5, except there was a 1 in there.
Used a rage and got 1 damage.
Beautiful.
Total. Yes, Gorehounds have rage.
No, but I thought we didn't cancel out ones on soap rolls.
I know.
Okay, then.
He would have soaked all of it, then.
Either way, fucking...
1 damage is fine.
Yeah. Cassie.
Okay, I'm going to launch myself at the one that Nightfang is fighting. But I'm going to try and bite the arm and so that it's less resistance that Dante has, Nightfang has to wrestle with. So I'm going to try to rip one of the arms off.
All right, sounds good. And hey, just so we're not mincing words here, your characters don't know it, but fuck it. That's Desmond.
Sorry.
You're on
Jake. Oh, that is Desmond.
I was guessing just because of the, I guess.
It could have been either one.
It could have been either one, yeah. But, that was my guess, though.
Yeah, Nightfang and Cassie, you are fighting Desmond. And you've got Jake there, Rico. Just to make it easier for you,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but I put Lampshade and Skull, so.
And that can work, too, but there it is. There's the truth.
I'm just watching.
My name's Rufus. Here's the Trufus.
I'm just eating some popcorn okay. watching.
So I'm going to spend one rage and bank another.
Okay.
Turn two actions.
I guess.
Seven. Seven on my bite attack.
Jesus.
That's the hit?
Yeah.
He's going to feel that.
I'm sorry. Suspect.
You in Hispo?
I apologize. Yeah, it's in Hispo.
Damn.
So that's strength plus
two plus six.
So that's
13.
I remember from last time.
He's going to need like a rabies shot after this.
I mean, I don't know what her strength is, but yeah, strength 2, 6.
My strength is low.
Strength's 5.
Yeah.
It's not that low.
It's only one lower
than
mine.
It's only 2.
Yeah, I'm at 6 for strength, too. For Hispo, I mean.
There's only one less than us.
Oh, shit.
It was such a good roll. She's dying.
Or such a bad one, her jaw broke off.
Fingers crossed for the
okay.
storyteller.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Not
yeah,
for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
She only missed 2.
How the...
I need your goat dealer.
I had
dealer.
A 2 and a 3. I'm sorry.
I need your goat dealer.
I'm sorry.
I expect the DM of your goat dealer at the end of this game.
By the end of this, we're going to be sponsored by that goat dealer.
Jeez.
I'll tell you what, man. From now on, every threat you guys face is going to have adamantium bones. It's all going to be Wolverine. How much was that?
11.
11.
11.
Fucking hell.
And you did 2 rage, so.
You get another attack.
What's
yet.
Your other action?
Did I rip it off?
No. You have 2 rage. What was your other action?
My other rage was going to rip off the other arm.
You know what? I'm going to refund your rage. I'm going to give that one. The bank one is still. That one's fucked. That's how that system works.
Okay.
I'm going to save you the extra action one, though.
Okay.
Because you just did 11 damage. I mean. Come on. Come on.
I was coming to Night Fangs.
Gross. Oh, God. Night Fangs.
To his defense.
You know what? Seriously, Night Fang, roll your soak. Just humor me. Just humor me.
I see where you're going.
That'd be 2.
Okay. Cassie lunges forward, her Hispo jaws snapping down. The bite's so ferocious.
Danny's seeing it finally. Okay. Let him finish the scene.
So ferocious. It takes not only the arm, the shoulder, and part of the clavicle. But due to the sheer force you are exuding, Nightfang, and the loss of a good chunk of the mass of your opponent, the head pops clean off, smacking you directly in the face, breaking your snout. You're going to take a lethal.
Okay. What about a rage from that?
No.
I am so sorry.
You know what? Fine, I'll give you the rage, because Jesus Christ.
I'd be kind of angry.
You just got headbutted in the weirdest way imaginable.
And that was Lampshade?
That was the skull.
Skull face. That was...
It is such a bummer.
Yeah, like he doesn't even get a turn.
I know.
Okay.
I'm aware.
My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. He's right on top of me?
Yep. He is. He just gave you a paper cut on your shoulder.
Bad ouchie on my tum-tum.
Claw attack at the shoulder? Yeah. So, two claws. One from the right side down. The second one from the left side down. Straight across midsection both times.
Okay. I'm
telling you, man, I got my snout in the bowl and I'm eating popcorn.
I mean, way things are going, right?
And as I'm doing this, someone get the KT.
You, that is too much words to say, so you roll your dice.
To hit, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4. So strength 7. Damage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That was your first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second. To hit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Seven.
Okay. Almost laughing at your opponent's attack, you reach forth with your claws. Your first swipe digging deep into his chest. The second one, you're striking true as well. Your claws getting stuck on the rib cage, tearing a chunk of it away as you swing. The battle over, you look down to find the girl's gone. Bloody footprints leading outside.
Oh, I'd be chasing after that.
That's a good idea.
I mean, it's his turn.
That's the thing. I mean, it is your turn, so you get to...
As fast as I can.
All right.
Even if I have to invoke my gift to make it faster.
All right. Yeah, obviously running off at some point during the battle, the short battle, is like, damn, man.
We got lucky with that one. Two Gorehounds. We got very lucky.
She's not exactly hard to follow. Terrified, making plenty of noise, just running in a direction. It's entirely possible she didn't even process what was going on around her. Just found herself able to stand and run and fucking did it. She ran into the woods. Are the rest of you following suit as well?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Okay. Dante, obviously, in the lead. You can hear and look behind you. You see that your pack is close behind. You follow her through the tree line. The chase ends at the bottom. There's no difficulty whatsoever. The chase ends at the bottom of a ridge. It's along a stream. She's on her knees by the water, sobbing and out of breath. The rest of you converge, four reunited again, but you hear something. Suddenly, it sounds like animals running toward you, running in your direction. There's at least four coming directly at you from the other side of the stream. You hear something else as well, two larger animals, much larger. It's from the ledge above. It all happened so fast. Out of the shadows of the woods, you see them, four fully grown cedars bearing directly on KT. From the ridge above, you see two forms leap to intercept, the wind shift offering the scent of both Bodhi and Mia, each landing on one of the cedars. The other two, however, evade. You can almost hear the ravenous snapping of their jaws as they leap at KT. The world moves in slow motion. The cedars lunge for the kill. She screams, her hands up to protect her face. Her eyes abrupt in a bright white light. You could see the shockwave hit the air. It hits the cedars, their flesh rippling as it passes through them, as if erasing their bodies only to replace them with a kaleidoscope of butterflies. The cedar's gone, the young girl goes limp, and all goes silent. And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, oh, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/rageacrosstheinternet, and you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.